Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for IM Tile 777.
IM Tile 77. You are speaking to Sean. That is correct.
Hi, Sean. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Local Splash?
Local Splash.
Is that a business here in Boise?
No. So we're in Orange County, California. We're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you, Sean, is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So
That sounds like a pretty good deal. And I would love to investigate this just a little bit further. But I do have a but right now, okay? And that but is that, who is it? It's Angie's not list. It's the other ones. God darn it.
Leads? Angie Leads?
Yeah, Angie Leads. Yes, Angie Leads. I apologize for fumbling right there. There is some last moment setting up that I need to do with one of their orientation people before, and are you a part of that? Because I need to get back to the woman that was talking with me about that.
No, we're not connected with Angie's Leads. I'm familiar with them. We work with a lot of companies that use them as well. So you're in the sign up process, you mean?
Yeah, I'm in the sign-up process for Angie's Leads, and I haven't finalized that yet.
Okay.
And they've already done my background, and I've already signed the contract, stuff like that. And so there's this one lady that called me the day before yesterday, and she wanted me to go through a extended conversation that would kind of orientate me to the Angie Leads, family of whatevers, Okay. All right. So I'm not hip to the shop talk. So I didn't have time for that day because she just called up and it was kind of impromptu and I was doing other things. And I said, hey, why don't you mark this on your calendar? Give me a call back in exactly 24 hours. Okay. But she never called back. So I'm kind of busy doing this and that and this and that and this and that and stuff like that. And I think about it, I should give that lady a call so we can finish up. And then I move on to something else and I do this and that, this and that. And then before too long, it's been a little bit longer than you should. And I haven't gotten back to her and she hasn't gotten back to me like I suggested. So we have a detail that is unresolved or unfinished. You know what I mean? So who are you and where did you come from and what?
So, yeah, and I'm not connected with them. The reason we're calling you today is on Google, we had a first page position become available in your geographic area for the category of tile.
Mm-hmm.
So we're calling through that area today to fill that open position there on Google, not connected with Angie's Leads at all.
Okay. Wow. Whoa. Really? Okay.
Interesting.
So I'm just going interesting. That's all.
Okay. So if we were to program, let's say we program IM Tile in to appear in that open position there, they block out that space for you. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way.
That does kind of sound like a digital advantage.
It is, only because every time that search is, and it's why it works so well, every time that search is performed in your area, that moment that they need you, you'll be there to catch them. And I understand that you have this going on with Angie's, but do you see value in being found on Google as well, if we could do that for you at a reasonable rate?
Well, see, let me inform you a little bit of something about myself before you go on, okay? Because, you got to know me just a little bit if you're going to sell me a service, especially something like this. And so my personal experience with digital is very, very little. I am almost digitally illiterate, and I even have problems sending emails. I'm about 60 years old, and I'm an old dog and don't really like to learn a new trick, especially digital tricks. So I'm massively, massively under-prepared and under-experienced to do anything complicated over the phone or digitally. That's one of the reasons why I've never done this before, you know what I mean? Because I just don't know how, you know?
Okay, so
that's where I stand when it comes to digital stuff. You have to understand that I'm almost completely illiterate, okay? Even though I hold one of these really nice phones in my hand, I can barely send an email. I text all day long, stuff like that. It's easy stuff. Make phone calls, take pictures, easy, easy, easy all day long. But, you know, it's like my brain. These phones and electronic devices nowadays, you use far less than 10% of their capacity, and that is certainly true with me. You know what I mean? Okay, so I don't understand how a digital world is going to help someone who's illiterate to the digital world. Do you understand?
The great thing about this is all you have to do is answer your phone, right? And that you know how to do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
I do this? Why don't I pull up the, and I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Your name was Sean?
Yes, ma'am, my name is Sean. And no, I've never had a web page, and no, I've never had anybody create one for me, and no, I've never been on Google, and no, I don't have a Google account, and no, I do not go on, a Twitter, or I do not do anything like that. I've never, ever, ever, ever done anything like that. As a matter of fact, I don't even have any credit. I work off of debit and cash.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, I've always been kind of a low profile person, but I do run a kind of a medium successful tile service, and I do produce an income that's in excess of $80,000 a year.
Okay. Well, that's great. All you have to do, again, answer the phone and talk to the clients, right? That sounds like you do very
like
well
Angie
with that.
Angie Leeds is kind of answering, is offering the kind of like, you know, the same thing. You sign up for service and they send you the leads, you answer the phone and you go visit the client. You know, you throw in your bid because that's the way it works, and then when you get paid at the end of the job, you come back a little bit. You send them something, you know what I mean?
Right. So why don't I do this, Sean? Why don't I pull up the details about what this would cost for your area, and then that way if you do decide that you want that spot, you've had the opportunity. And while we were talking, I was messaging my regional manager for the area, John, to let him know that you have no experience with digital marketing, and that's fine. Again, you don't have to do anything except for answer your phone. I'll get you that pricing, and then that way if you decide mm-hmm. that you want that spot, we can go from there. Let me grab him here and I'll get all the details for you.
So what is my window of opportunity on spot?
Oh, good question. So it's first come, first serve. So there's a team of agents calling out on that position. So we're directed to fill it today. So it's whoever gets it first gets that spot. And so here's John. Give me one moment. I'm just going to bring him on to apply the rate for me, and we'll get you the pricing.
Okay.
Well, thank you for holding me.